America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Which now leads me to ask the most important question in Cleveland sports radio history. What do you want to talk about there, Big Chief?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could dive into Belichick's comments on Baker Mayfield from last night.
This is where the hive mind kind of works out there. Jax, we are going to get to that Belichick cut. And because here's the thing. I think at the heart of the conversation we were having the previous hour, the reason why we asked the question, is this team poorly coached or poorly built? With the understanding, because there were several smart alecks who said, can it be both?
I was the smart aleck, by the way. I think that was me.
Well, yeah, no.
There was a lot of you guys on Twitter the same way, but I think that was also me.
You just want to take credit for being a smart aleck, and I like it.
Don't know, maybe. I don't know. It was so hard because I started to defend, and not to cut you off, but I started to defend Andrew Berry, and then it's like, if I was listening to this, all I would be thinking about it is the draft picks that didn't hit and all these other scenarios, and it's just... Neither person is very easy to defend right now.
But I think the reason why that exercise matters is it allows you to inform yourself on if you can choose a change, what change do you go to? But I think that we're seeing a lot of evidence of things that really bugs me. I know that sometimes you let go of good football players and they go be good football players otherwise.
Yeah.
Like Jordan Poyer. Was like a rotational kid, went to Buffalo, and was like part of the best safety tandem of the last decade, right? DeMario Davis.
It's the one I always think of.
DeMario?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it? So DeMario.
Because he always gets forgotten about, but but he is one of the best linebackers in the sport. Yep. He has basically been everything you would want in a player, and yeah. What's amazing is that he was only here for such a short amount of time that sometimes Browns fans will even bring him up with forgetting that he even spent time here.
But each one of those guys, well, that's a Sashi move. That was, he was a Petten guy, and obviously Petten got fired, so you moved on from him, right? I think I just think there are too many troubling things to point to of guys who have been here. Who were drafted by John Dorsey, or even Sashi Brown, that this regime let go, and then went and played their best football elsewhere, and that brings us to Bill Belichick, who was on the Manning Cast last night on ESPN, who talked about his interest in Baker went all the way back to the draft and where Baker's career went wrong. All right, there's a lot. One, did he ever get to Mahomes? Because that's a pretty fascinating answer if he just non-answers. He's like, hey, these two quarterbacks, one is Baker, the other is Mahomes. If he's admitting he didn't like Pat Mahomes, I think that would be interesting.
Well, you know, oddly enough, I don't want to rewrite history on Mahomes. I'll never forget when we had the Texas Tech play-by-play voice on, like during that whole draft process, and he was trying to tell us that Mahomes wasn't that good of a player. Yeah. And it's like, that's the voice of the team that was telling you. There's a lot of people that didn't think Mahomes was the greatest thing ever in college, and then he turned out to be Patrick Mahomes.
I just think it's great that even Bill Belichick's like, I don't want to talk about option B, so we're going to go with option A here.
Yeah.
I do think... I think this is really, because you and I are big self-scouters, right? You and I talk if we think a segment didn't go right.
Yeah.
You and I talk as dads and husbands and as radio professionals. Hey, I don't think I'm seeing this the right way, man. And just, okay, how can I get this right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I kind of think that if the Browns are going to ever be the team they want, which is not two playoff appearances in 4 years. No. It's a decade of you're in the playoffs every year, and maybe in a stretch of that, you're a real Super Bowl contender, and maybe you pull a few of those home. I think the only way you do it is if you just get under the hood and have real, honest conversations about the entirety of the situation at quarterback from 2018 to 2024.
I think, Nick, I think they felt like they had Baker pretty well diagnosed. I think they looked at Baker as a guy that can win you games, but not a guy that can get you to the Super Bowl. And to be 100% fair to Baker, and you guys know I was a Baker guy, and I was one of the only ones at the time at the station that was. I know you're a Baker guy as well, though, Nick. Like, what Baker's showing you in Tampa Bay is exactly the same thing and the same reason why the Browns moved off of him. He can get you so far. But the moment that Godwin and Evans are out, and he looked good last night, but the moment that Godwin and Evans are out, they've lost three out of their last four. Now, you might say to yourself, well, he was 2 minutes away from an NFC title game last year. Yeah, he was 5 minutes away from an AFC title game with us. Like, that's exactly the same thing that he accomplished with us. The reason why they moved off Baker was pretty clear. They thought Deshaun could get him Super Bowls with an S. They thought he could be Mahomes. And they were just convinced that Baker wasn't that. So I don't think their scouting on Baker was necessarily wrong. It was just them getting incredibly... I can't punish him now for it because I was right there with them when they did it. They thought that they were making a move that would get them to deep postseason runs for the next 5 years, and they just didn't think Baker was that guy.
I also think that they thought they had gotten the most out of Baker that anyone could. I think that's more what I'm interested in. They thought 2020, which was what? 3,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. They thought that was the best Baker. The last 2 years, he's got 51 touchdowns and 19 interceptions. And he's probably on his way to...
They definitely didn't max out Baker.
So I think that's interesting. Because if you're going to have the we can't win a Super Bowl conversation with a guy, which, by the way, is 4 years into a deal. Like, it's not 10 years down the road, right? It's not like Dak where we're almost on year 10. 4 years in is wildly early to write a verdict on Super Bowl or no. It's not too early to say franchise quarterback or, well, no, even that. Like, you don't know. And so you can project as much as you can project. But in terms of have we maxed out a guy, that 4 years in is in, like, I bet you Sean McVay thought he had maxed out Jared Goff. Now, fortunately, you traded for Matt Stafford and you won a Super Bowl. That was the carbon copy you're trying to follow. But then Jared Goff went, and Jared Goff is still a really, really good quarterback that you can win a lot of games with.
He's like fourth in MVP voting right now.
And so, like,
he's on like one of the best six-game stretches in NFL history as we're speaking.
I think Baker is the trend that really, I think you need to look at more and go, like, how much of Baker was on us? Because I agree with, like, people try and put, like, oh, this last 2 years, it's the same Baker. He has developed. He has risen to a different level. It's still not top five quarterback. I'm not arguing that.
Right.
But like...
Well, that's what they felt. I think they realized, and I think they felt comfortable with the idea that maybe Baker had some room to grow, but it was never going to be top five quarterback. And I think that's where they got very greedy. And I'm not going to tell them they did anything wrong in that instance. They felt like they needed a top five quarterback to win in this AFC too, mind you, where you have Allen, Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks, and Burrow, all these guys, Lamar. And I just felt like they believed they needed to be living in that territory of QBs in order to win.
And I think they talked themselves into it. Listen,
for sure.
I think they did. I actually think the Baker thing was more than just... So this is always my opinion. I think these guys didn't draft Baker. I know Andrew was here and then left and all that, but like... I don't,
it was Dorsey's call.
I think the truth is they didn't draft him. That is the number one thing that matters in the NFL more than anything. I think the second thing is I don't think they were comfortable with how Baker did business. And I think if you add that to, well, can he win the Super Bowl or not, and do we want to pay him $30 million a year, I think they allowed them to speed up the clock on Baker. But I continue to say Baker is the symptom. Because the truth with the Browns is Baker's not the only guy who suddenly got better when he left town.
Well, and I think that the larger point you're getting at is in that very same game that we watched last night, Kareem Hunt had 27 carries, averaged about 4 yards a pop. And I looked at some other metrics today. He's been the second best running back in the NFL in the time that he's been in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Like, he's been unreal for them.
Yeah.
And consistently 27 carries, Nick. Like, they were using him like crazy last night, and he was coming up in spades.
And all anyone around the Browns would tell you last year is Kareem has lost a step.
Right? It was a Kareem Hunt problem, not a offensive line problem, not a Browns scheme problem, not a Browns themselves problem. It was a Kareem Hunt problem, and last night he showed you that is far from the truth.
And here's the thing. There's two other players that I thought of immediately that the second they leave Cleveland get drastically better, more productive. Larry Ogunjobi was with you in 2020. 2021, he's in Cincinnati, and he had 7 sacks, a career high.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney, we remember the debacle that was 2022. He goes to Baltimore in 2023, and all of a sudden, he's a double-digit sack guy again. And so, again, like, I understand these are all four different instances, and two of the guys, specific to Kareem and Jadeveon, are maybe guys who personality-wise crossed the Browns in one way or another. I just continue to look at that's four good football players in 4 years with these guys that go to somewhere else and are better football players. And by the way, two of the guys are in the like early stages of their career.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the guys that they've given up on a little bit too early. And I honestly, the guy that's still here is somebody that I instantly thought of was David Njoku. I mean, remember Andrew Berry? He made the trade in order to get a three tight end room that wasn't featuring Njoku, so much that Njoku then was like, I want to be gone. Like, and like at that point, they'd basically given up on Njoku. Now Njoku's come back around and obviously, you know, had a Pro Bowl season and did everything he possibly could, but like they've given up on guys, even in their own building, that has turned around and shown them that they have something still left in the tank.
And I just think like Belichick saying what I think everybody believes. I think the perception around football is the Browns screwed up Baker. And I think you can extrapolate that to watching guys walk away from here and be good football players. The only guys that are walking out of Cleveland right now and are going to new places and aren't good football players are guys drafted by Andrew Berry. It's Harrison Bryant. Is he still in the league? It's Richard LeCount. He ain't in the league. Siaki Ika. He in the state? In the league. And I do think that's interesting. And I like, here's the thing, like with the Baker thing, like this is kind of like the thing going forward to move forward. All right. Maybe you moved yourself. The Browns are no longer one of the five. Nobody wants to hear this because we just want to say it's the worst thing we've ever seen. And we're prisoners of the moment. And there's the sky is falling and trade everyone and move this team to Baltimore too. And all that kind of stuff. But that's emotion. The reality is they've moved themselves. They're definitely not top 10. I don't know they're in the top 14. But they're somewhere in the pantheon of NFL teams, the aggregate of the last 4 years, somewhere between 15 to maybe 18 or 19. And now they're
trending.
You
mean it's like total team or what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean talking about like in terms of the team success that you've had. You're not the dumpster fire that you were when these guys took over.
Okay.
But now all of a sudden, it feels like you're taking a step back. And if we're going to do the quarterback carousel again, you really got to start to tear this thing apart and go, all right, we really had 2 good years of Baker, meaning 2 years of stability around Baker. Year one, Hugh gets fired. Greg Williams takes over. Then Freddie Kitchen gets hired. Oh, then John Dorsey and Freddie. You had 2 years on Baker. You almost had to throw the first 2 years out. They didn't do that. It was, nope, you know, we knew what Baker was those 2 years. We're just going to build on this new thing. And, like, the point is, I don't know there's any young quarterback in the NFL you can judge off of 2 years, unless they just are objectively crap. Like, unless it's...
it's just Bryce like, Young or yeah, someone like that.
Exactly.
That we've been doing this, yeah.
And so I do, like, that's where my head is. Like, I can't allow you to draft another quarterback if you can't look at... And by the way, it's not just the Baker thing. But you thought you would top that guy out. You thought you had that guy pegged. And okay, that guy,
but then we have to find out, because again, if you believe what Ken is saying in the morning show, right? I believe he's talked a lot about the idea that this was not a Jimmy Haslam call, that they moved off of Baker for Deshaun. I don't want to misspeak. Is that your interpretation of it too?
Yeah.
We got to figure out who exactly made the call to move off of Baker.
Who ordered the code red?
Who ordered the code red? And then if that person's out of the building, like if it's Andrew Berry that ordered the code red, then Andrew Berry, if he's out of the building, then you should probably feel a little bit better potentially about moving forward.
Here's the problem is I can't divorce myself from the fact that Kevin is a head offensive play caller, and Kevin also went down to
In my scenario, it was. I still play with the idea that both could be gone. I know you don't like to play with that scenario, but I still play with that scenario.
216-474-0092.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
BP and Ed. Does anybody have a working theory on why good football players or who we think perceptionally in the moment are bad football players go elsewhere and play their best football? Kind of think that's the crux of the conversation with the Cleveland Browns. 92.3 The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.